Hi, this is Reverend Prophetess Storm, and welcome to the Self-Love Group, Journey, and Topic. Today, it's going to be an important topic that I'm going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about self-love and women that have domestic violence relationships and toxic relationships. We're going to talk about this topic because being a DV founder and CEO of a Sick Ministries Inc., I would like to discuss that women who go through domestic violence do not self-heal enough or self-love themselves enough, and they already jump into another domestic violence relationship. Domestic violence, it's actually one of the biggest concerns, especially in the United States. We're going to talk about domestic violence and self-love together. Domestic violence, it's a violent or aggressive behavior within the home, typically involving the violent abuse of a spouse or a partner. It could be elder abuse. It can be child abuse. But commonly, spouses or partner abuse. Now let us talk about what self-love means. Self-love means you got to take care of yourself, your own needs, and not sacrificing your well-being to please others. Self-love means not settling for less than what you deserve. And we're going to talk about these two important topics, right? I am a Reiki healer, and my name is Reverend Prophetess Storm, and not only do I work with women in domestic violence, but I also do Reiki and energy healing. And for centuries, I've been helping women since I started in 27 due to the fact that I survived my first domestic violent incident and my second domestic violent psychological and mental abuse as well. I would like to say that self-love has its own category. And today, women, when I talk about women, leave a toxic relationship. Leave their partners of abuse, narcissistic behaviors. And I'm going to explain now what a narcissist behavior is. What is a narcissist behavior? Narcissistic behaviors. Narcissistic behaviors or narcissistic personality disorder is a mental health condition in which people have an unreasonable high sense of their own importance. They need and seek too much attention and want people to admire them. People with this disorder may lack the ability to understand or care about the feelings of others. What are narcissistic traits? We're going to go to what is a narcissistic trait, and I am going to go back into self-love. Right? Okay, what are the narcissistic traits that men cause women when it comes to domestic violence? Okay, they have unrealistic expectations. they don't have lack of empathy, especially when it comes to a domestic violence, right? And you're dating or and you're married to a narcissistic person or pattern, they have lack of empathy. They have a lot of pride. Okay, they have a lot of envy. They have a lot of, they have a low self-esteem, and they need approval for everything. A narcissist has all these characteristics. Okay, so what happens is, all some of us or all of us or some people, they differentiate a narcissist and an empath, right? But narcissistic behaviors in a domestic violent relationship is when the person or your partner mentally abuse you, psychologically abuse you, they don't recognize that they're wrong. It's all about them and power and authority and power and control. Some women go through and are with men who have narcissistic behaviors. And women go through the type of abuse that they become subject to a man that they love. They feel like they can't be with that man. And the narcissistic partner takes advantage of this person's kindness and honesty and takes a total control of this person's life. And when women leave these toxic relationships or narcissistic or Peter Pan syndrome are men, even women, but I'm talking about women now, men who play a lot of games and they're not serious about relationships. And all they want is have sex. What happens? Women leave toxic relationships and they go back into relationships right away. I don't know, one man is going to heal me. No man cannot heal a woman's pain. Let me explain. Self-love is very important. Self-love. You need to self-love yourself. You need to understand that you are worthy and you are important. And most women, especially the ones that I work for, I've been working in this journey since 2007. These women are in situations that they come out of toxic relationships. And this is like something that I've been working for years, and sometimes I try to help women as much as I can, but I get a little sad and disappointed when women devalue themselves. Women today, they go from a toxic relationship into another toxic relationship because women don't take the time to self-love themselves. They feel and think them. Being under the arms of another man is going to make a difference, and they're going to feel the love that they need. That's incorrect. When you leave a toxic relationship, you need to give yourself at least 6 months to a year to completely heal yourself, learn to value yourself, learn to self-love yourself, in order for you to go on to the next relationship. But most women today, They jump from one man to another because they do not know how to learn to love themselves. They think that sex is everything. They need a man to supply them financially because they have been codependent of that one man who have gave them everything. And they never done anything on their own. So when they realize that they're in a toxic relationship, they go and start moving on to the next person. I want to find true love. I want to find a man that loves me and cares for me and values me. Learn to love yourself first. And this is the biggest problem, how women go back into red flags. We women go back into red flags. We go back into the same toxic relationships. We go back into the same toxic patterns because we do not learn to love ourselves. I'm going to share a story, my own story. This is Prophetess Storm's story. I was married at the age of 21. I was 10 years in my first marriage. I was submissive, wife, hardworking woman. I loved my husband, my first husband, my first ex-husband. I worked hard. He stood home. I took care of him. He had, that time he used to smoke marijuana. I worked. I was in college. I worked very hard. Very submissive woman, very submissive wife. Understanding, caring. But this is my story. This is why I have a passion in teaching women to self-love themselves. I went through domestic violence, all stages. Financially, he didn't work. I had to supply my own needs and his needs. Mental abuse. He devalued me. He made me feel that I could not make it on my own. Mental abuse. You can't do this, you can't do that. No. I had to wear big clothes. I couldn't show what I looked like, my body, because he was insecure. Psychological abuse. I was the one who was always at fault. It was always my fault. Everything that happened was my fault. It made me feel that I could not move on and date anyone else because I love this man. I went through the 5 stages of abuse. Made me lose 2 pregnancies. I kept going back and forth 7 times. I went to church. Church made me go back into another toxic, and that's another toxic, another topic about religion and allowing domestic violence and toxicity because of incorrectly word passages, Bible quotes. I left this marriage having 1 daughter after losing 2 pregnancies. I didn't love myself. I didn't value myself. To me, I could not live without my first husband. He was my everything. He was my first. He was my all. I'm not a woman who sleeps out there. I'm a conservative woman. I was weak. I was weak. I went back to church. They didn't instruct me. They didn't help me. So what happened? I got divorced. It took 2.5 years to get divorced. In the process of court, domestic violence, the child custody, fighting, he was still on top of me, still devaluing me, still in the process. In church, I meet another man, an ex-drug addict, an ex-drug user. I wanted to become his savior. I thought that I was completely healed coming out of a domestic violence relationship. I met a man in 2004, supposedly an evangelist from church. And I got psychological and mental abuse because I didn't give myself time to heal. I came out of a narcissistic behavior, a narcissistic man who domestically violent abused me for so many years, made me lose 2 pregnancies, made me feel like I was not important, I was devalued, I was not enough for him, okay? I was not enough. I go to the church, I thought I can meet someone better. I didn't have time to self-heal. I wanted to find love in another man that can love me like I was never loved as a child. Because when I was a child, I went through abuse. As a child, I was not accepted and I was rejected as a child because I hold a special gift. See and feel. Gifted prophetess. And I was rejected as a kid, was not accepted by the young people. I was mental abuse, psychological abuse at the age of 13. I tried to take my life away. I was looking for love. I was looking for love from my mother, from my people, from church, from my ex-husband, the first one. To a second toxic relationship. And what happened? I went back to the same pattern because I thought I was healed. I thought I could handle it. I started my incorporation of Sick Ministries, Inc., a domestic violence in 2007 after I came out of the domestic violence. Women all over, especially in the churches, to self-heal. But me, myself, went into a second toxic relationship because I didn't give myself time to self-heal. I didn't give myself the space and the bracket to say, okay, Reverend Storm, what is it that you need in a man? What is it that you need in a relationship? What is it that you want? No, I jumped in from point A to point B. And a lot of women today jump from one toxic relationship to a second toxic relationship. I did that. I lived that. Then I torture myself for it. I had issues. I came out of a relationship in my first marriage that I could not get dressed up the way I wanted, in control the way I wore. If I went outside, he used to think I was having sexual intercourse with other men. He thought my daughter wasn't his. I went to, from that, trying to recover. I felt I loved myself for a few months, and I jumped again. It was a toxic relationship for 13 years. Go of everything that I got, the women's ministry, the program, everything. I was a child director. I worked with children, my own puppet ministry. I went back into the lion's den. What you call a lion's den? And I wrote poems about that. I wrote poems. Then not easy. So let me explain. We go back into toxic relationships. and I'm sharing my story. I met a man. I said, I'm going to date an older man, 15 years older. He's going to love me. He's going to respect me. At the beginning, I love you. I'm never going to hurt you like nobody hurt you. This is how narcissistic people start. This is what narcissistic behaviors and Peter Pan syndrome. These men, that they are not real men. They're men who've been hurt. They're men, narcissistic patterns, that they have empathy. They don't have empathy. They think about themselves. They didn't have the mother love. Some of them do. Some of them get too much love from their moms and they don't grow up either. I met a man who I fell in love with because he was an ex-drug addict. I can come and save him. You know why? He's a man in God. He changed. Oh, I promise I'm not going to hurt you. And again, I went right into the lion's den. My first day of marriage. Anything with me as a wife did. I was the devil. I was this. I was that. I was not a woman for him. He started devaluing me in the first year of my marriage. Why? Because I didn't know how to wait. He never told me wait. I didn't know how to wait. Into the same pattern of domestic violence. 13 years living with a man who I didn't exist to. I only existed to his pattern. Oh, do this for me, do that for me, do this for me, do that for me. Not enough of a woman for him. I didn't fit in his bracket or his agenda. Into depression, anxiety, because I said, oh my God, I left one toxic relationship and I jumped into the next. A lot of people say, you don't know what you're talking about. I do. I live domestic violence. I lived it. I teach it. I preach it. And I live it. Went back into my cycle of domestic violence. 13 years, a man who didn't love me, a man who never didn't show me. At the beginning, he was the most kindest man. My daughter was 6 years old. I wanted to him to not be a father, but at least love and care for my daughter. For 2 years of my relationship, because another thing I committed, supposedly what is, I know it's not a sin anymore, but I committed a sin. I committed to the church, adultery and fornication. I felt guilty. I married my same pattern, the same domestic violence. One time of pleasure cost me 13 years of grief. Women, how you need to heal. Went into my second marriage. I felt horrible. He didn't want to have children for me, with me. I was 32 years old, 48 years old. I don't want kids with you. I don't want nothing to you. He told the pastors, she ain't good enough for me. She's not a woman for me. A woman who worked hard, a 9-to-5 job, came home, took care of her daughter, cooked, you know, on weekends, was there as a wife. But I was not a good enough wife for him. Why? I am a good wife. He was not a good man. I didn't understand that. I tortured myself for 13 years in this pattern because I wanted to prove to myself that I made the mistake again. I wanted to live this painful life. I wanted to say, you know what? It's my fault. I deserve being there. I became disabled in 2013. I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And in 2015, 16, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto disorder. He took advantage of my disease. I was a pastor of a church 24 hours a day. My pain in my soul caused me to stay half paralyzed. I cried every night. I had to drink water. I cried every night. This man. I love him with my heart and my soul. I love this man. I'm submissive. Submissive wife. Submissive. All right. He called me. He spit on my face and I cried. Don't leave. Stay there. I love you. Love myself. He valued me. Didn't want me as a wife. I was a pastor. Didn't let me talk to anybody. None of the members. I love myself. Why women need to take time to heal. Women need to learn to self-love and stay without a man. Love you, value you. You keep going to the same patterns. No man can ever fulfill your emptiness and your void in your heart. Yes, it is important that you fall in love, and it is important that you find your true love, whether it's your true love, your soulmate, your twin flame, whatever connection, but you need to learn to value you. That toxic pattern. 13 years, I started getting more sick and sick and sick. I couldn't talk about domestic violence. I couldn't go out anywhere. I couldn't do anything. I know what parent abuse is also, by the way. My parents control me sometimes. Tell me what to do. And I'm stopping them also in the pattern, because you could love your parents, right? But doesn't mean that you have to tolerate their abuse. And I decided in 2019... to get divorced. And the only reason why I let go, because I said, I'm disabled now. Who's gonna love me? Who's gonna love me with my disability issue? There's days that I function. My hands work and my legs work, and there's days that they don't. There's days that I'm stiff. There's days that I can't clean my home. There's days that I gotta take it easy. I used to say, who's going to love me? Who's going to love me? I have all these medical things. And I heard something in my heart that told me, love yourself. Value yourself. And let me tell you, I went back. I had a friend who, I don't want to talk about that. I don't jump into any relationship with anyone if they do not understand what I want and what I need. Men today, what I see and help women, all they want is to have sex and no relationship, no commitment. It's not obligated anymore. All the morals are gone. Women are losing their moralities also. This man, because I thought I couldn't pay my bills. So a lot of women stay in the relationship because they need a man to pay their bills. If you can get a job, work and earn your own money. Stop relying on men. I'm independent. I'm different. I became disabled. I worked all my life. Still, I pay my own bills. A little bit I got. A process. Took me through a process. A lot of opportunities after I left my second ex-husband. Right, left, turn everywhere. Man coming to me, I said, no! I know what I want! And I don't care what any man gotta say. They could think I have ego. They could think I have this. They could think I have that. But I know what I want. Wrong with you wanting what you want. And a lot of men ain't gonna be in favor of you. A lot of men ain't in favor of me right now, because I don't sleep around. I don't be sleeping around with Mo, Larry, or whoever. What, for pleasure? of myself and value myself. I'm valuable. And I learned in this journey that I was valuable. It doesn't matter. I have rheumatoid arthritis. I have Hashimoto. But in this journey, who's ever going to love me has to love me with the gift that I have of prophetess, gifted intuitive, empathy. Me a long time to love myself, and I talk to women constantly. Heal yourself, learn to analyze. I've learned to love and heal myself. I started getting dressed up again. It's all about what I feel, how I need it. No matter what anybody gotta say, you don't gotta be recognized by no one. A lot of women getting their nails done or pampering themselves. The physical or the exterior part of your body, it's self-loving yourself. It's part of it, but it's not really a part of it. Self-love is that you can shadow work and work within your inner trauma so you don't go back into these red flags, into these narcissistic patterns, into these red flags. What are the red flags? What are red flags when you're going on a date? You go in, I love you, I care for you, you already went right into bed. We're having friends with benefits. You want a relationship with this man, and this man want to be friends with benefits with you. They call you when they need you. We put ourselves in that. And we start complaining, oh, this man don't love me. Of course, you don't love yourself. We think in order somebody got to give us that love. No, we got to look at each other in the mirror. We got to learn to self-love ourselves. And domestic violence and self-love and cycles and psychological trauma and cycles and cycles. You go back into the same patterns. And I'm a type of person that I listen to everybody. I'm a healer, right? The universe called me to heal. But sometimes when you don't listen, I drop you. I let you fall. I'm telling you, look at the signs. Hey, stop it. Love yourself. You don't need a man. Love yourself. Get you. Man. This is something accurate. When a woman comes out of domestic violence, or she has received any sort of trauma, partner trauma, spousal trauma, childhood trauma, parent trauma, rape, abuse, any sort of trauma. Reflected in your eyes. Your sadness in your eyes. Especially a man who's narcissistic and Peter Pan syndrome. That can detect that right away. Oh, I'm going to get this woman. I'm going to, he has his narcissistic ego. He got his ego. He got his Peter Pan. I don't need a freaking command. I just got to tell her that I want a relationship with her. I just got to tell her. I got to sweet talk her because she's weak. She's weak. She just came out of a toxic. You're telling this man you came out of a toxic relationship. He knows he's toxic himself, but he wants to fulfill his need. And women go back, oh no, I got friends with benefits, it's okay. No, it's not okay. You came out of a domestic violent relationship, of a toxic situation, and you're going in the bar with a man who's not even committed to you, who doesn't want to be serious with you. You go back into the cycle. And sometimes I get upset with women. I love them. I'm honest. I don't sugarcoat. I got a tough personality. I became tough because I learned to self-love myself, and I want women to self-love themselves. Think with their mind and not with their bodies. Women that come out of toxic relationships, not everyone, but some women, think that they need sex to have love. They need a man to hug that man, get a teddy bear. I'm gonna get a little crazy here also. They're sex toys. for you to satisfy yourself and learn to love yourself. I feel like I'm preaching a sermon without the Bible scriptures. And these women go back into toxic relationships because they don't learn to love themselves. So when I deal with clients, I give you a month and I do freebies. I do a lot of freebies. When it comes to Reiki, I charge. But if I have to do Reiki on someone to heal, I'm going to do that. Women come back to me with the same story every day. Yeah, I'm battling with two twin flames. That's a different story for me. Right? But I know where I want. I know where I stand. I'm not going to let no man ever humiliate me and devalue who I am and what I am. I'm loyal. I'm faithful. I'm devoted. I'm gifted. I'm a woman from my home. I got values and I got morals. If you cannot accept my characteristics, then you're not for me. I'm not going to play the game. Not gonna play Peter Pan games and Peter Pan syndrome and narcissistic behaviors. You gotta learn to heal your heart and close it so when these red flags come in, you don't go back into them. I need it. I need a hug from a man. I need it. You don't need it. You just came out of a domestic violent relationship. You just came out of a toxic relationship. Love you. Loving yourself is not going out for dinner. It's not doing your nails for $300, $200, $50, $60. Getting the best clothes and going out there pretending that you love yourself when in reality you don't. Learn to shadow work. Learn to love. I get angry when women do the opposite. Yeah, got to. You don't got to love yourself. Buy yourself a sex toy. Buy yourself a sex toy and start experimenting with your own body and see. Feel comfortable with yourself. Go and do relaxation, meditation. Start healing past trauma, past toxic relationships. One of the greatest access is a man, when you come out of a domestic violent relationship, if that man is a narcissistic man, or he can pretend he has empath abilities, because right now some men are empathy, have empathy and narcissist behavior, and they use their empathy and then first to work their way in their narcissism ways. Let's do this. Right? I had 8 cases and issues of men hating me, disliking me, because I call them out for what they are, and I'm not going to allow no man. If I'm working with you as a client, you're my client, I'm going to allow a man to devalue you. Point blank, I tell you in your face, and I tell it in that person's face, you're a narcissist. Sorry, your behavior is off. I had to learn to love myself. I can't say sometimes I don't have my ups and my downs because we all have our ups and our downs. But most of these men, when you come out of a domestic violent relationship, pain is reflected in your eyes. Your eyes are the windows of your soul. So when you learn how to work with your grounding chakra, your sacral chakra, your solar plexus, all your connections, your pointers of your body, once you learn to shadow work, no man can break you. And the man is going to have to love to accept you and accept you for who you are. That's it. But today, women go back into these narcissistic patterns. Oh, why am I in this again? It's your fault. Learn to love yourself. Learn to value yourself. Take some time to heal. Take a journal. Start journaling. Stop experimenting. Start introspecting. Start saying, wow, am I the problem? Then I'm back in this toxic relationship. Sometimes it's our own fault. I blame myself for going into two domestic violent toxic relationships. It was my fault. I didn't give myself the time to heal. I was battling with childhood trauma, domestic violent trauma, parent trauma, people trauma. I don't care what anybody got to think about me now. I know where I stand as a woman. And if any man cannot accept the storm being the storm, they can see the way out of my life. Because I'm loving, I'm kind, I'm pure. But I ain't going to allow no one to take my pureness, my kindness for granted. Because I learned to love myself and value myself. My private is my morality. And you got to earn me before anything I give you. That self-love. The women today fall into these narcissistic traits and patterns. I need sex. Buy a condom. Buy a sex toy if you need sex. Do pleasure on yourself. Find yourself. Take a teddy bear. Hug a teddy bear. Oh, pretend you're hugging yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Take a journal and write how beautiful you are. Why you left the toxic relationship? Why did you escape from domestic violence? But women jump from one man to another. It's crazy. And then they want healing again. Oh, I'm sorry. I messed up. I told you not to do that. And I will tell you, I told you not to do that. I told you to look at the red flags. Women, sometimes men really use their mechanism. A lot of people say, oh, you must really hate men. No, I love men. I love men. But I'm going to find the right man. I went to two domestic violence. I almost went into a toxic. And I said, whoa, you're not going back that. You're not going backwards. Us women, we tend to going backwards instead of going forward. And then we start blaming everything around us. No, it's that man. That man abused me. Yeah, it is the man's fault. It was the man's fault that he abused me, but it was also my fault for allowing it. It was also my fault for instead of me learning to heal, right? Learning to heal from that other past relationship that I had. Because in my first marriage, I lost two babies. He made me lose two babies. He had a woman online that he cheated with. I worked. I paid the bills. I paid for his marijuana. I lived with his mommy and his daddy. I paid all the bills. I was being the wife. Right? And I went into another toxic. Psychological abuse. Mental abuse. That was my fault. Because I didn't have no one to tell me what the red flags were. But today you don't need to know what it is. You need to learn to self-introspect on yourself and see what you need and how you need to heal. This applies also to same-sex gender as well. We need to learn to self-love ourselves. Introspect, shadow work. A lot of members like, you're complicated, strong. I am complicated. If you do not accept who I am and what I want later, and you ain't gonna be sleeping in my bed for free. You ain't gonna be laying in my bed just for a piece of booty. No, you got to show me that you're a real man. You got to show me that you're valuable. You got to show me that you got love, that you got kindness. You got to show me love, pure love, like I'm showing you pure love. It goes both ways. It got to be reciprocated, not unrequited. This is the problem today with women. They think that sex, and I got to find a man to hug me. You don't need a man. Find yourself first. Find yourself and value yourself first. Love yourself. Go buy yourself a sex toy. I don't mean to be so crazy out here saying this, but find yourself. Love yourself. Sex is not everything. You know that? The women are going into toxic relationships. And the cycle, domestic violence cycle, you keep going into your same pattern, your same narcissistic pattern, your same Peter Pan, your same ancestral curses, your same patterns of ancestral curses and dinner, and all these generation curses. You're choosing that. It's your fault for allowing the abuse. It's your fault. It was my fault. I have to admit, it was my fault. But you know what? I learned from it. I'm not just going to find any man who wants to lay in my bed, have sex with me without a commitment, because today generation is teaching a man that they don't need to be committed to a pure and kind woman. They're like crazy women who sleep around with every single man they see. Unfortunately, there's a lot of diseases out there. HPV is out there. Herpes is out there. Gonorrhea is there. Just because they don't talk about HIV doesn't mean HIV is not around. Women are having sex without protection. Men are having sex without protection. Like nothing. It's okay. We're in a free world now that we can sleep with everything we want. You ain't sleeping with me. I self-love me and I know what I want. And that should be the behavior. Self-love is very important. Self-love is not only about doing your nails, getting your hair done. It's not about that. There's more to that. Find yourself. Find your inner beauty. And find who you are. Stay away, women. If you've been through domestic violence, stay away from these narcissistic men. Stay away from these Peter Pans. Storm doesn't go out on dates. I've met so many men through online, and none of them fit my category. One did. But they were afraid of my gift. Afraid of who I was. He moved on, I moved on. Right? No hard feelings. Let me tell you something. I self-healed because even though my ex-first husband was my abuser, until today, we still talk as two human beings. I let go of what he did. And even though he's still narcissist, he goes on with his behaviors, I tell him, yo, bro, step down. Not with me. I learned how to stop it. My second spouse, I was the most humblest woman there was. He had an accident not so long ago, had seizures. He realized that I left, that was wrong. He regrets that right now. Because even though he was narcissistic and even though he spit on my face and I was humble and I gave my all, he says, I would have not been here now because of you. Because when he was out there with seizures and not remembering, I was his ex-wife, and I was, because I am self-love and self-healed, I was able to give him a hand. You gotta learn to love yourself. Self-heal, women. Domestic violence is not a joke. You don't want to keep going back into these patterns. You want to be able to move forward. Storm loves to date, but I haven't found the right man to date yet. Not the time for me. It's okay. I love myself. I look at myself in the mirror. I get dressed. I take pictures sometimes. Like, oh my God, Storm, you came a long way. I'm not going to allow no man devalue me anymore. I'm not going to open my heart to the first man I see talking nonsense. Oh, you're beautiful, you're this, you're that. That's how the narcissistic patterns start. Some narcissistic men start easy. You need to know how to recognize these flags. Women, start loving yourself. If you're coming out of a domestic violent relationship, self-heal. Take yourself a year at least before you go out on dates. I know what I'm talking about. I lived it. Self-love yourself. This is Prophetess Storm. This is self-love, domestic violence, and psycho. Don't let a narcissist man trick you that they love you. And then after that, they don't even say, oh, let us be boyfriend and girlfriend. All they do is you call, oh, I don't mind. I'm getting sex anyway. You're devaluing yourself. You're going back into that pattern. You don't love yourself enough to say, okay, let me heal. I want a relationship. I want something stable. I want to find the right man. But no, jump to too many men. Oh, I need a man to hug me and kiss me. I need a man to love me. No, you know, you need to love yourself. Try that. Self-heal. And all these Peter Pans and all these narcissistic men, they'll leave you alone. Let me tell you something. When these narcissistics come to Storm's life, I become the storm. They can't handle my storm. They run away from the storm. They run away from me because I tell them how it is. If you only want a piece of ass, you ain't getting mine. I know what I want and I know what I say. I want a full time, I want a relationship to a real man. To a man who can love me, value me, accept me for who I am, for the gift I have, and vice versa. If you can't give me that, you ain't for me. And the storm is the storm. I'm the storm. Storm, are you in love with someone? Yeah, I'm always going to love that one person the universe showed me I have to love. Of course. I'm going to love him till I die. But I love me more. Men came to my life trying to use me and my kindness, and I sent them right back out that door. Hell no, not with the storm. And this is what I try to teach women. Self-love yourself. Take 1 year before you go into a relationship with another man. Heal. Self-heal. And you're going to see that all these narcissistic men and all these clowns and all these Peter Pans, they don't bother you. Because they know you're a solid founded, solid woman in good foundation. This is the storm, and this is my self-love journey and path. I hope I was able to help you. Any questions? Contact me in Reverend Prophetess Storm. REVPROPHETESSSTORM @gmail.com. This is Reverend Prophetess Storm. Storm, good night. Or Stormy, night.